I don't get anything, so. I think he's got $400,000 sitting out there.
That's on our books?
Mm-hmm. That we get interest on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. Do the town, cities, though, if say, you know, can we build a street and develop, you know, hey, we want another street in our town to build houses on it.
It has to be within that district. So it has to be within Dolan's district.
You're talking about two different things.
Oh, sorry.
He's talking about starting over if somebody wants to build something as a, as an incentive for them to build on it.
Right.
Well, the city can do what they want to do if they can afford to do it. That's the issue, is you got to
have
the infrastructure is where, and anytime you TIF anything or you go build anything, the infrastructure is what kills you. The streets, the sewer, the water, the, you know, the sidewalks, that's where the big money comes into play, and that's why the city of Bluegrass did this Dolan and did that out there and did Grunwald's, because of that cost.
We just had a, Bill McCall and I just had a meeting with John Daniels, and he suggests that he be on the speakerphone to run options by you, because I told him I wanted to get away from TIF because of the rebate. Such a nightmare. Like, Dan Dolan started in, what, 2001? He could go another 10 years yet on his TIF, if not longer. I mean, that, of course, he's grandfathered in. They no longer have that sort of a TIF. So what I suggest is, like, Premier. Have it, like, that draft that I had, I sent it to him. He said he likes it. He said that's an option for the council, but he tells you not to shy away from TIF either. But the problem with TIF, the clock starts. So Del Grunwald, he starts building and his clock starts. He doesn't get to wait each time he builds a house. No, his 5 years starts from the time the first house hits the tax rolls and goes for 5 years, and that's it. He has, the faster he builds, obviously the more money he's going to get. So I like the other part, like Premier, one and done. You just say you're going to get a 10-year tax reduction, you know, 99 or 80, 75, it goes down on a scale. It was on that proposal I had. And we'll discuss it at the Economic Development Committee meeting September 10th. But I like that. It's plain simple. Somebody comes in, we can say, well, here's what we have. You have to submit an application. Because he wants these developers, doesn't want the city doing it. He wants them to come to the door, like the new business that Chad just brought in. He wants them to submit a letter to the city saying, this is why I want a rebate. I want a rebate because we're putting, I'm just guessing, $500,000 worth of infrastructure. Our total sales are this. And then the council moves forward with that. It's not our responsibility to go after them. They need to come to the city.
Say we did $1 million street, you know, Lamphere was quarter mile long, we did $250,000 street, and you put 20 houses on it. With the property taxes, how long would it take for those property taxes to pay off $1 million investment like that?
For us to pay the developer or us
to
do it?
The street in.
Us to do it?
And the property taxes.
So you're getting probably 45% of all the property taxes, which is not a lot. Your local option surpasses that, obviously. And that you can use that money, can use some of that money, you know, to do it, but.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out how we can, if you feel the dreams we built, they will come, but if you build
right,
it, will that
right,
help them come?
Right.
But if it's going to take 30 years for those property tax to pay off that investment, as a business person, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
If it was 10 years, a business would probably do that.
That's why they like TIF. We don't put a penny
right
out.
Mm-hmm.
They put it out and we reimburse them as the money comes in. The city's not out anything if they fail. You know, like Peterson, he gave it back to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't out a penny.
Okay.
He put the streets in, he put all the infrastructure in and walked away. So that's why you do it that way.
Okay.
But yeah, he'll give us some good, and Bill's going to present it to you, and then we'll set another meeting, and John Daniels is going to run by some options. And
originally, because I've been part of, I was part of it when we originally started doing TIF, originally the big thing with TIF was nothing for the city. The city's got no horse in the race, you know what I mean? So the city is going to reap the benefit long term, but it's going to take a while to get there. My fear is, like with our city, with the amount of housing we have in here now and the amount of income we're pulling in isn't going to offset doing a lot of those type of things, you know what I mean? Making a tax rebate or tax deduction long term for somebody, that's workable. But to go in there and say, okay, we're going to put $1.5 million street in, it's going to be a problem for us to recoup our money. Will we recoup it? Yeah, but the long term or the longevity of it is not going to be cost effective for us, especially when we're sitting here with seal coated streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a road that's in bad shape that we're waiting to get our information back on.
And Dale got reimbursed almost $2 million. Yeah, I think we were short. He's short by $102,000, I think. But that's
and the nice part about it is, like we found out in Dolan's edition, with some of the problem areas we have down there with the concrete stuff, that TIF money is paying for the repairs now.
And I think
fortunately we have not spent any technically city tax dollars out of it. It's all TIF money coming out of it.
And I think he's got $3 million he's been reimbursed.
And you know, that's a lot of money we've spent down there fixing where it was,
whether
it was
behind the two, between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. And then that alley that I call it an alley. I don't know if you want to call it an alley, but that alley that I call there, and that was horrendous. And I mean, you know, we dug a spot and then it was worse, and we dug another spot and it was even worse. And pretty soon we're putting a whole drive in there. Fortunately enough, the TIF money was there. And the drainage issues, and you know, I mean, we have that. I mean, obviously we have that, especially everybody knows we've got drainage issues this year, obviously with 5 inches of rain every other day. So.
Okay, well, good. So that's September 10th meeting. We'll
yeah.
Get some
yeah.
Information. Some
yeah.
Direction.
Okay. Next item is item number 14, clerk's report. So. July, there was 99 accounts that were assessed a penalty for their garbage bill totaling $400. A total of 9 accounts were sent letters and paid all except for 3 accounts, which we will be filing liens against their properties after 30 days. Two liens were placed from the delinquents from June, and then we have 1, 2, 3 nuisance abatement liens that we had to place because we abated the nuisances and no pay. July 22nd, we placed a lien for $113, which is a new one. Another one for $113. June for $113. Another one in June for $125. So what I was hoping for and praying that it would get better does not seem like it's getting better. And I just can't wrap my head around a garbage bill, and you can't pay your garbage bill.
I have a question. What is a lien like for 113? Are they charged interest on that too?
If they let it go for over a year.
Yeah.
Then
otherwise
the
it'll stay at 113
yeah,
for the whole year.
Yeah. So when their tax bill comes due, that will be on there. So usually we get our, well, I shouldn't say usually, 50% of the time we get our money.
Okay, now, like income tax, if they get a refund, does the state take care of that first?
No, because we put a lien on it.
Oh.
Yeah, we put a lien on it.
But if they sell, then they have to pay it.
Then we get our money back, yep. Yep.
Okay.
Well, the nice part about it is, I might add that other than the $157 lien that we placed back in 2001 that's still on there, and the $319 lien that we placed in 2011, and the $188.92 lien that we placed in 2014, all those long-term delinquents have
but
been...
But they don't live in Iowa.
Yeah,
so that's
and they're gone. They moved out in the middle of the night type dust in the wind. Otherwise, all of our liens or delinquents are all between June of 2024 and July of 2025. You want to touch on anything else on your thing? Mm-hmm. I know, like I said, I know Ann's been, I mean, a couple days they come in here and her hair was standing up on end, so I'm guessing that the software thing is getting her, and she's been on several webinars. So I think they're in the process of getting things switched over, but I think it's an ongoing thing. It's going
to
take some time.
And the QuickBook, I did get a hold of him. I talked to him, asked him how much sooner it would be, and he goes, wow, you guys, this book hasn't been gone through in a while, he said. But he was hoping last week he'd have a series of questions for me. And when they recommend the changes and we approve them, it's all going to be under one joint ordinance amendment. And it's mostly the wording and stuff like that.
When did they start the code book modifications? How long ago was that?
Ooh. Would you say three months?
It's been ongoing for a while.
Yeah. Would you say 3 or 4 months?
3 months, yeah.
Three months? You think?
Yeah, I was thinking it was longer.
I can't remember yesterday, but I can find out for you.
Okay. How much for future agenda items?
If I remember right, you guys, last meeting, you guys had a closed session for economic development and all that.
September 10th. The closed session meeting last time was for hiring a public works employee.
So we don't know. We had to wait October before you decide if we can get any more businesses in or what's going to happen or anything else like that. Get some more tax revenue.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't have anything.
We don't have anything. We got what we got right now. I mean, we'd like to see more, but.
Yeah, I know when Bruce was on the council, he was talking about maybe bringing a company in.
He did.
That's what?
He did.
It's here. Houseby Heavy Equipment.
Who?
Houseby Heavy Equipment.
Oh, where's that at located?
Drive out there. It's beautiful. It's
right next to the fire department down there. Mm-hmm. It's in the old Cornerstone Concrete building.
Oh.
There's all kinds of heavy equipment sitting in there. Houseby Heavy Equipment moved in there.
5-year lease.
Yep. Very nice people. I went to their open house and met with them, and very, very nice people.
Iowa American Water Company meeting, maybe an update at the next meeting, just where that came.
Yeah. I want to wait to see when they get this all done down here. Okay. And then, yeah.
And garbage bill. Next few weeks or meetings?
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. I talked to our account rep through there, and he said he's hoping to have something next week.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If you speak with him again, can you mention the light at the corner of Walker Way and Genesee? I called it in.
Oh.
I think Jim called it in. It's been flickering off and on for a couple months, 3 months.
Okay.
That's the power company, though, not.
It's the light pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the light, so Mid-American Energy.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about Republic garbage.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Okay, I got what you're saying now.
That's true.
And yeah. So, do you get a couple good candidates for Public Works now?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, like 9 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
8.5. Haven't made a decision on
that. Wow.
Yeah. We did. We hired.
Why do I know where that half is?
Oh,
that's cold.
Oh, I figured Brandon catch that one. He's assumed he was talking about that one.
I seen the look on his face. I know. Is there anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
Oh, mm-hmm.